Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is an historical epic that is about the so-called Armenian Genocide, and it's called The Promise.
This takes place in Turkey in 1914, and against this beginning world war, you have a love triangle, and so both plots are happening at the same time, the larger events of the world and then what's happening to these individuals.
This movie was produced by Kurt Kerkorian, who is a Armenian by blood, and he produced this really as a response to another movie that came out just a few weeks back called The Ottoman Lieutenant. Now, The Ottoman Lieutenant is a Turkish film that's also a love triangle that takes place at the exact same time as this. Mm-hmm. However, it downplays the Armenian Genocide, whereas this film plays up the Armenian Genocide. It's something that's still debated to this day, and that's why we have two different movies.
Versions. Mm-hmm. I see. As a child, there was an Armenian family that lived down the street. This was in Nashville, Tennessee. And I asked why they left their country. They said, if we didn't, our heads would have been chopped off.
There's this ongoing debate between the descendants of the peoples of both Turkey and Armenia. And if you tend to believe the Armenians, then The Promise is the film for you. If you tend to disbelieve it, then The Ottoman Lieutenant is the film for you. But just looking at it strictly as a movie, mm-hmm. it's a mildly entertaining love triangle. I don't think that it was particularly successful either politically or romantically, although it was very well produced and well acted.
The costumes were gorgeous. The sets were gorgeous. It taught me a little more about the history of World War I, so I enjoyed it.
It is better than The Ottoman Lieutenant. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.